This is the WNCW Friday Feature Interview of the Week.
I'm Paul Foster with WNCW Public Radio. It is my pleasure to do a special interview today with a gentleman by the name of Raymond Stone. He was instrumental in the North Carolina Community College system. He's visiting Isothermal Community College, where earlier today he spoke to our college council. Thank you so much for joining me.
Well, it's a delight to be here.
Well, Raymond, if you would, first of all, a little bit about your background and experience with the college system.
Governor Hodges brought me to Raleigh in the mid-50s to organize citizens across the state to talk about how to improve public schools rather than fight the order of the Supreme Court on desegregation. He said, a young man like you can do it far better than I can as governor, because if I did it, it would be political. So I was able to get Democrats, Republicans, Black, White, Indian, everybody who was interested in schools to do that. And then Governor Sanford was elected governor. He asked me to be his education assistant, and that's how I came to be in Raleigh. In the first year of Governor Sanford's term, he pushed hard for the public schools and got a big increase in teacher salaries, for example. But 2 days after that session ended, he got President Bill Fried of the university and Chairman Dallas Herring of the State Board of Education over the governor's mansion. We talked about a commission to study education beyond the high school. At that time, there were three branches of the university in Chapel Hill, Raleigh, and Greensboro, and then there were growing colleges like Western Carolina, Appalachian, and East Carolina, as well as five or six predominantly Black institutions and one predominantly Indian institution in the state. And each one of those was sort of grappling for money out of the legislature. And there was a board of higher education, and the university people didn't know quite how to relate to that and who had authority to do what. Governor Sanford and President Friday and Herring, together they named the commission. The governor named the chairman and two others, the fellows who were running for Speaker of the House in the next session of the legislature. He said, that way one of them will be the winner, and I'll have a winner in my corner, which I thought was very smart. Commission went to work. They finished their report, and they turned over their recommendations that included to develop a comprehensive community college system in the state. We had industrial education centers started by Governor Hodges that met from 4 in the afternoon till 10 at night, and the state added equipment in some of the high schools from Asheville to Wilmington. At first, there were 7 or 8, I believe, created in the 57 legislature, and then more were added in 1959, and we had 5 public junior colleges established in 55. They were in Elizabeth City, Wilmington, Asheville, and I believe 2 in Charlotte. And then they had an engineering school, 2-year engineering school down in Gastonia. That bill put them all together and made Wilmington, Asheville, and Charlotte 4-year colleges and transferred to College of Albemarle to a community college. All of that was done in that bill. And then they set up machinery in that bill where a county could make application to the state board for sanction for a community college. Part of the requirement was you got to pass a bond issue for buildings and a small tax levy to maintain those buildings, with the state picking up all the rest of it. Well, it was my job, as that commission finished its report, the governor turned to 4 of us and said, okay, take these recommendations and draft a bill to create the community college system. And we had a staff attorney to review it, and then we put it on the governor's desk, and he and his staff looked it over, his legal staff. And then he said to me, it's your baby, deliver it. I had to push it through the legislature. Well, I think we had just 1 vote against the bill, which was amazing. But it became effective in May of 1963 when the law was passed, and became effective July the 1st of that year.
My understanding is there were funds, of course, available, and what would happen from there?
$2.5 million for the first 5 community colleges to be established for buildings. And we sort of set the principle that the state would aid and assist the counties in their building program. But that's how we got started.
So it was 1963. The bill was passed. And what was going on with you? You shared this with me off the air earlier.
After the bill was passed, for 6 months, I went about the state, primarily at the request of legislators, what can we do to get a community college in our county? And your Representative Hollis Owens and your Senator Ben Sumner. They invited me up here, and I met with developers and school people, other folks that they invited in. What can we do in Rutherford County to get a community college? And that's offshoot of it was isothermal. I remember going over to Brick County and meeting with people over there, all the way up in the mountains that Cherokee, Clay, and Graham, and we started community college up there. So I did that for 6 months, and then the fellow who had been Speaker of the House became chairman of the first Board of Trustees sanctioned by the state board on July the 2nd, after the bill became effective July the 1st, said, we want a community college in Moore County and Pinehurst, Southern Pines, and Aberdeen area. The state said, okay, but you got to pass a bond issue and a tax levy, which they did in November. So on December the 4th of 63, that Board of Trustees was organized, and the chairman had been Speaker of the House. He called me a week or so later, says, come down here and talk with us about being president. So I went down there, and they chose me as president of the First Community College, Sandhills, and I was fortunate to stay there 25 years. My life has been in community colleges since, let us say, the 1960s.
There's no doubt the experience, the opportunities, and the doors you helped open, that's an incredible story for our community college system.
Well, the amazing thing to me today is there are 58 community colleges across North Carolina, and all of the technical IECs became technical institutes, and the technical institutes became community colleges, so that since 1989, all are now full community colleges, though some of them still say AB Tech and on, but they're full two-year community colleges.
Just a few years ago, we celebrated our 50th anniversary here, so we're well beyond 50 years now and hoping just to keep on going into the future here at Isothermal Community College. What would you say is still an important need or something that community colleges can perhaps improve on?
The biggest challenge to community colleges today is to identify the skills needed by industry and train for those skills. New and expanding industry. New industries coming into this county or this area. They are looking for a workforce, but at a high skill level. The community college is really the avenue by which people can become skilled and trained for those vocations. I think that's the biggest challenge.
Raymond Stone with us on WNCW as our special guest as we recap what it means and what it's become, the community college system in our state still going strong today.